News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. We're waking up to about 2 inches of snow on the ground. For the first time, a deer has tested positive for chronic wasting disease in Marathon County. The deer was on a game farm, culled on November 5th and sent off for testing. The animal was a 5-year-old buck. The farm had 370 other animals on it. Public Information Officer with the DNR, Rachelle Klein, says state ag officials now have some legwork to do.
The Division of Animal Health will take a look at all of the farm's records, and they will trace the animal's history and its movements, and they will also trace the other animals that have been moved on and onto and off of the property.
Now, the game farm that this deer came from has not been identified yet, but it is on quarantine until test results come back. Total firearm accidents during the gun deer season are now at 8. 6 of them happened on opening weekend, 2 more last week. None were fatal, but a hunter shot on Thanksgiving Day was seriously injured. Here's DNR educational specialist John King, who says the incident happened in Dunn County.
The victim in this point was shot by a member in his deer drive and was shot in the stomach. So he was airlifted from the scene.
King says a greater number of accidents typically happen during the small game seasons. The first step towards Governor Walker's 90-day delay on removing some people from badger care was taken yesterday. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved that fix on an 11-2 vote. One of the no votes was State Representative Corey Mason, who says he favors Wisconsin having its own health care exchanges.
We wouldn't be trying to justify a delay of coverage to 83,000 poor people just before Christmas on a delay on healthcare.gov. We would have had a Wisconsin-based solution.
This change would delay some 72,000 people who are about to lose badger care. They get another 90 days to make choices in the federal health exchanges. A Portage County man is under arrest for trying to sell stolen items on Craigslist. Mark Christensen III was in court yesterday, free on $10,000 bond. One of the items he's accused of stealing is a trolling motor from a small fishing boat. The owner noticed it for sale on Craigslist, called police, and then Christensen allegedly made arrangements to sell it to an undercover officer. A judge will determine if there's enough evidence for trial on December 16th. Retailers can thank mobile technology for online holiday shoppers' record spending on Cyber Monday. An IBM Digital Analytics report says 1 out of 3 online sales came from a mobile device this year. The NTSB says the train in Sunday's deadly derailment in the Bronx was going 92 miles per hour, headed into a 30-mile-per-hour curve in the track. The investigation is now focusing on whether the brakes failed. An 18-year-old was caught speeding at 117 miles per hour on I-39 last month when he was pulled over by police. Matthew Garsomke failed a field sobriety test. He was in Portage County Court yesterday, charged with a second offense, underage OWI, operating with a suspended license, and possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. He was found with synthetic marijuana in his car. Bond was set at $750, and he'll be back in court for a preliminary hearing on December 16th. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Time for our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Some messy weather in the area once again for today. A mixture of some light rain and snow, maybe an inch or so north of Marathon County, a high of 35. Tonight, some heavier rain and sleet. And again, the heavier snow is possible in the Northwoods, maybe 2 to 4 inches. Otherwise, a low down to 32. And then on Wednesday, still kind of slushy with a mixture of rain and snow during the morning. That'll taper off in the afternoon and a high of 35. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Again, we have no school delays or cancellations this morning. It's about 2 inches for most of central Wisconsin, with heavier snowfall totals through the northern part of the state. Remember, you can get severe weather alerts right to your cell phone or portable device. Text the word severe to 39327. That's a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.